Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. And now it's time for us to talk basketball. Yes, let's talk basketball.
What's up, G-Money?
Hey, what's up, DJ? How's life treating you?
Life is great.
Oh, okay. That's a good thing. God's blessing you with an everlasting life. That sounds good. Good to go. All right. Well, let's talk some NBA basketball. Let's go over Thursday night's game.
All right. There were 5 games yesterday.
Okay.
Game number... Game number one, the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Orlando Magic 118-94. You bet on the Cavaliers, and it was Cavaliers for the win.
That's a win for G Money. So that's one win and no loss. Let's go to game number two.
All right, game number two. The Miami Heat beat the Philadelphia 76ers 129-101. You bet on the 76ers, but it was Heat for the win.
Oh, man. Set in the making. Okay. Well, that's one loss for G Money. So that's one win and one loss. Let's go to game number three.
All right. Game number three, the San Antonio Spurs beat the Portland Trail Blazers 129-127. You bet on the Spurs, and it was Spurs for the win.
All right. Well, I gave the Spurs a shot, and they won. So that's a win for G Money. So that's two wins and one loss. Let's go to game number four.
All right. Game number four, the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Utah Jazz 114-98. You bet on the Thunder, and it was Thunder for the win.
Yep, that's another win for G Money. That's three wins and one loss. Let's go to game number five.
All right, game number five, the Phoenix Suns beat the Denver Nuggets 119-115. You bet on the Suns, and it was Suns for the win.
Oh, yeah. That's a win for G Money. So that's four wins and one loss. Let's go to game number six.
Only 5 games yesterday. So you ended up with a record of 4-1 for the day. And you're up to 19-7 for the week so far.
All righty. It's a good week for G Money. I'm picking all the winners, everybody. So follow me, and you can make some money in the sports book. All right.
So today there are 11 games.
11 games. All right. Well, I'm going to go 9-2 today because I'm good like that. So here we go. Game number one.
Game number one, the Miami Heat is playing the Washington Wizards in Washington, D.C.
I'm going to take the Miami Heat for the win.
Heat for the win. Game number two, the Detroit Pistons are playing the Indiana Pacers in Indiana.
Yeah, I'm going to take Indiana Pacers for the win.
All right. Game number three, the Houston Rockets are playing the Charlotte Hornets in Charlotte.
I'm going to take the Charlotte Hornets for the win.
All right. Game number four, the Toronto Raptors are playing the Boston Celtics in Boston.
Let me think. They're playing in Boston, but I think the Toronto Raptors will win the game. So I'm going to take Toronto for the win.
All right, Raptors for the win. Next up, the Orlando Magic is playing the Brooklyn Nets in Brooklyn.
That's another tricky one. I don't know. Let's see. Brooklyn or Orlando Magic? I'm going to take the Brooklyn Nets for the win. Where are they playing?
All right.
Where is this game being played? Where is the game being
Brooklyn,
played?
Brooklyn, Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn, I'm going to take Brooklyn then for the win.
All right. Game number six. Game number six, the Philadelphia 76ers are playing the New Orleans Pelicans. No, sorry. The Philadelphia 76ers are playing the Atlanta Hawks in Atlanta.
Philadelphia 76ers for the win.
All right. Game number seven, the New York Knicks are playing the New Orleans Pelicans in New Orleans.
Pelicans win, though. I'm going to take the Knicks since they're playing. They're playing in Louisiana, right?
Right.
Yeah, I should take the Pelicans for the win, but I'm going to go with the Knicks.
All right, Knicks for the win. Game number eight, the Memphis Grizzlies are playing the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee.
Oh, that's going to be a good game. I'm going to take the Milwaukee Bucks for the win, though. That should be a good game. Memphis Grizzlies should give them a good battle. And what time is that game?
Okay. What time is that game?
Memphis Grizzlies, yes, playing tonight or tomorrow. Is this Saturday's game?
It's today's game. They're playing today at 5 p.m.
Okay, good. I'm going to watch that game. I'm listening to that game.
All right.
Milwaukee Bucks.
Who did you choose?
Milwaukee Bucks for the win.
Okay, Bucks for the win. All right. Game number nine, the Chicago Bulls are playing the Dallas Mavericks in Dallas.
I'm take the he said the Chicago Bulls playing the Dallas Mavericks.
Yep.
I'm going to take the Chicago Bulls for the win.
Chicago Bulls for the win.
I think Dallas has played out for the season.
All right. You said Chicago Bulls, right?
Yes.
All right. Game number 10. The Golden State Warriors are playing the Sacramento Kings in Sacramento.
That's going to be a tough one.
Kings playing
at home. Yeah, they should be on the winning streak. They should play better than the Golden State Warriors.
All right, Kings for the win. And finally, game number 11. The Phoenix Suns are playing the L.A. Lakers in L.A.
I'm going to take the L.A. Lakers for the win because the Lakers are making a move now. They're trying to move up in the playoffs. Well, I'm going to take the Lakers.
All right,
and
Lakers
you know
will
what?
Win. And what's that?
What the game before that, who was playing
Golden
the
State
game
Warriors
before the Lakers? Yeah, Golden State and who?
Golden State Warriors
who
are playing the Sacramento Kings.
What time is that game? Because I want to check that game out. That's going to be a late-night game today. It's going to be like 10 o'clock tonight.
7 p.m.
Game's at 5 and the other game's at 7. All right, I'm going to go watch. I got to pay attention to these two games because they should be deciding games for the teams. Okay. Did I give you the winner of the last game?
Yep, Lakers over the Suns. So for tomorrow, there's three games. Game number one,
three
the Denver
games.
Nuggets are playing Utah Jazz.
I'm going to take the Denver Nuggets for the win.
Nuggets for the win. Game number two, the Portland Trailblazers are playing the L.A. Clippers. In L.A.
The Clippers for the win. They should
Clippers
be on
the
win streak.
Game number three, the Minnesota Timberwolves are playing the San Antonio Spurs in San Antonio.
Minnesota Timberwolves for the win. That should be three easy wins for G Money. Yes, sir. Getting ready for the playoffs next week. Playoffs start next Tuesday, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. And on Sunday, we are 15 games. Game number one.
Okay.
The Indiana Pacers are playing the New York Knicks.
Indiana Pacers playing the New York Knicks. I'm taking the Knicks for the win.
All right, Knicks for the win.
I'm going 11-2 on this 13-game road trip. Okay, so I'm 1-0 right now. Game number two.
Game number two, the Milwaukee Bucks are playing the Toronto Raptors in Toronto.
Milwaukee Bucks. For the win. Always go with the top dog for the win. They'll be
Bucks
blowing
the win.
People out getting ready for the playoffs.
Game number three, the Detroit Pistons are playing the Chicago Bulls in Chicago.
Chicago Bulls for the win. They should beat Detroit, hands down. Shouldn't even be close.
Game number four, the Philadelphia 76ers are playing the Brooklyn Nets in Brooklyn.
Ooh, that's going to be tough. That's number three playing number five. Okay. Should be Philadelphia 76ers. Oh, wait a minute. You said they're playing the Brooklyn Nets, not the New York.
Brooklyn Nets, right.
Right. So that's number three playing number six. I'm going to take the Philadelphia 76ers for the win.
76ers for the win. Game number five, the Charlotte Hornets are playing the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Cleveland Cavaliers for the win. Where are they playing?
Game
in Charlotte or in Cleveland?
In Cleveland.
Okay. Taking Cleveland for the win.
Okay. Game number six, the Atlanta Hawks are playing the Boston Celtics in Boston.
The Atlanta Hawks. I'm going to take the Boston Celtics for the win.
All right. Boston Celtics for the win. Game number seven. The Houston Rockets are playing the Washington Wizards in Washington.
Washington Wizards for the win.
All right, Wizards for the win. Game number eight, the Orlando Magic is playing the Miami Heat in Miami.
Ooh, that should be an interesting game. Both of them are down on the lower end of the schedule. I'm going to take the Miami Heat for the win.
Heat for the win. Game number nine. The New Orleans Pelicans are playing the Minnesota Timberwolves in Minnesota.
For the win.
Timberwolves for the win. Game number 10, the Memphis Grizzlies are playing the Oklahoma City Thunder in Oklahoma City.
Minnesota Grizzlies for the win.
The Memphis Grizzlies?
Yeah, Memphis Grizzlies.
Okay. Game number 11, the L.A. Clippers are playing the Phoenix Suns in Phoenix.
Four is playing number five. So, it should be the Phoenix Suns should beat the Clippers. But where are they playing?
In Phoenix.
They're playing in L.A. They're playing in Phoenix. Okay. I don't know. I don't know if the Clippers are going to come in and show out getting ready for the playoffs, or if Phoenix is going to be trying to get a win in before they get start playing in the playoffs. I'm going to take the Clippers for the win.
Clippers for the win, okay. Game number 12, the San Antonio Spurs are playing the Dallas Mavericks in Dallas.
The Spurs playing the Dallas Mavericks. The Mavericks should win that game. I'm taking Dallas Mavericks for the win. If the Spurs get beat, they need their butts kicked.
Mavericks for the win. Game number 13, the Sacramento Kings are playing the Denver Nuggets in Denver.
Oh, man. That should be a good game. Both of them are playing for Denver Nuggets playing the Sacramento Kings. And where's the game at?
In Denver.
They don't have to play till way into the playoffs. So, I'm going to take the Sacramento Kings beating the Denver Nuggets.
Kings for the win. Game number 14. The Utah Jazz are playing the L.A. Lakers in L.A.
And the Lakers for the win.
Lakers for the win. And game number 15, the Golden State Warriors are playing the Portland Trailblazers in Portland.
Golden State Warriors for the win.
All right, Warriors for the win. And that's it for Sunday's game.
Yeah, and they got some tough games coming up, and I know some of them teams have got to win to get ready for the playoffs. They can't go into the playoffs losing, so they got to get some winning streaks going, because team number one got to play team number eight. And team number two got to play team number seven. And team number three got to play team number six. And team number four, that's the top five playing the bottom four. Okay. All right. Well, that's G Money Sports Report. And let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And I'm like, I know they're not shooting at me, so I hit the ground. And they're shooting, and they're shooting. And I'm on the ground under a car, and I'm crawling down the street under the car. And I look out, and I see a bunch of white boys coming down the street the other way. And they got shotguns, they got 12 gauges, they got 9 millimeters. They're just blasting, blam, 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 and they're shooting back at the Mexicans. And they're shooting at each other, and they're blasting. And I'm in the middle of the shootout, and I'm on the street, on the ground, and I'm under the cars, and I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do? I'm not trying to get shot. I ain't in no gang. I'm just trying to get to the party. And I'm standing out there, and I'm under the car, and I'm crawling under the car. But I notice that they're on one side of the street.
I'm about to get my sneak on. stay in the city, and no one a pity. Even though we did our duty, things are still looking shitty. Everybody in a pack stack trying to make some tracks. Walking in the rain, but they ain't got no hats. Understand that we living in the 90s, look. Nuclear waste, cannibalism, and pistol smoke. Sex, lies, video, tape, and break. Just a little bump and grind can steal your face. We need to do some traffic, shit is getting tragic. And if you don't believe me, then go ask Magic. Everybody and their mama preaching abstinence. Kids ain't checking for after shit. So put a condom in their hand and hope it don't bust. Another victim of the lust and God we trust. What started off as a plan ended up in a flop. Water can't cool it off cause it's too damn hot.
Every department was supposed to do a skit, and I ended up being Mr. Money. And I came out there with all green and some brown color shoes, and I had a black Dracula cape, white Devo glasses, and then I had black leather gloves on with zippers on the back, and I had a green headband that they had stuffed dollar bills in my headband. So I came out, and I would kiss the money, and I would laugh, and I would go, yeah, I got the money. I'm the money man. And I would pull up a dollar, and I'd go, oh, what's this dollar doing in here with all of my 50s and my 100s? And I would take it out and ball it up and throw it in the audience.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366.
That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. Can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a joke for you. There was a man that came home from work and sat on his sofa and turned on the TV, and he started watching the news. And then while he was watching the news, he opened the newspaper and was reading the newspaper. And his wife was in the kitchen cooking him dinner, but she looked at him sitting on the sofa, and she thought he should be helping her clean up the house. And she started fussing, saying, "How come you're not cleaning the house? You're not helping me do any of the chores that I have to do around the house. You're just sitting there watching TV and reading the newspaper." And he said, "Baby, I just spent 8 hours at work, and I got anxiety problems with the manager and with my boss screaming and hollering at me. I'm just trying to relax and get comfortable in my own house before I get ready to eat dinner." So she said, "Well, you know, I'm cooking the dinner and I clean the house, and you haven't done anything to help me clean the house. I think you should help me clean the house." And he said, "Baby, I've been working all day to make the money to pay for this house. So why can't I just go talk to somebody about our relationship? Because I think we're about to have problems in our marriage." So he said, "Okay, let's go talk to a marriage counselor and see what the marriage counselor has to say about our relationship." So they made an appointment, and they went to the marriage counselor, and they walked in. And the marriage counselor greeted him, and he asked the man, he said, "Well, what's going on with your relationship?" And he's like, "I've worked all day. I work 8 hours every day. And then I come home from work, and I just want to sit down and watch the news and unwind. And my wife is fussing at me because she's saying I'm not helping her do any of the house chores. And that's her job. I go to work and I make the money to pay for the house. And then she's supposed to be at home cleaning the house because she's a housewife. And, you know, I'm paying. And why can't I just come home and relax? You know, I got anxiety problems at work and I'm under a lot of pressure at work. And I just want to be able to come home and read the paper and relax. And she's bothering me." And the man said, "Okay, well, that's interesting. So, ma'am, what is your issue with him coming home after a hard day's work?" And he sits down on the sofa and he reads the newspaper and he watches TV. He doesn't come in and offer to help me in anything I'm doing in the house, because I got to clean the bathroom, clean the toilet, clean the tub and the shower. I got to clean the sink, and then I got to vacuum the kitchen, and vac- vacuumed the living room floor, and I got to mop the kitchen floor and clean the sink and wash the dishes. And now I'm cooking him dinner, and all he does is come in and sit down. And he doesn't offer me to do anything in the house. He's not offering any service at all. He just wants to come in and sit down. He knows I'm working all day in the house to keep his house nice and clean. So why can't he offer me some a hand? And then he's going to complain about the dinner that I picked after I spent 2 or 3 hours cooking his dinner, and he's going to be fussing about the way the dinner tastes. I just don't understand why he can't help me out. Counselor said, well, you have a point there, ma'am. So, sir, why don't you go and sit in the lobby in the waiting room and let me talk to your wife? And he said, okay. You talk to my wife and you let her know that I'm working hard and I got anxiety problems and I'm under a lot of pressure at work and, you know, I need to get some time off and you need to let her know that I need to come in and relax. So the man gets up and walks outside and he sits in the waiting room and the marriage counselor starts talking to the wife. And he said, well, I understand you're a housewife and you have all of those wifely duties to do around the house. But you have to understand your husband is in a strenuous job. He's under a lot of pressure, under a lot of anxiety at work because he's out there trying to make the money to come in and pay all the bills. He has a lot of pressure under him. And you can't really expect him to finish 8 hours of work and then come home and do a lot of work around the house because you're the housewife. You're supposed to spend your day cleaning the house. So, you know, he shouldn't have cleaned the house. I mean, especially if he has anxiety problems, he could really die from his anxiety. Do you know that? If you put a lot of pressure on your husband, he could actually die from the pressure that you're putting on him. So I think that you should go home and cook him a real nice dinner and then put some candles on the table and make it like a candlelight dinner and make it real nice for him. And make it like a love relationship situation so that he feels like he's coming home to a very comfortable situation. And you can have him feel a little relaxed after being under a lot of pressure and having anxiety problems at work. Okay? And she said, yeah, okay, I understand. He goes out, and they go, and they get in the car, and she's driving home. And the man, the husband, says, well, what did the marriage counselor say about all of the work that you're doing and how I'm under a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety at work? And, you know, I could actually die because of my anxiety, the situation that I'm under. I'm under a lot of pressure at work. And, you know, coming home is really your job. You have all day to do the cleaning of the house. So you shouldn't want me to come home and have to spend time cleaning the house. That's your job. And I work all day to make the money to come home and pay the bills so that we can have this beautiful house that you live in. Okay? Do you understand? So what did the man tell you about the situation about our marriage? And she said, well, I understand what you're saying. And I understand what the marriage counselor, the man said, well, what did he say about our situation? She said, he said that you are going to die. Because you're going to have aneurysms and anxiety problems that will kill you. And that's the way it will go. Yes, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. There was a little boy that went next door to his house and he played with this little girl. And he had a good time with her, and he played with her all day long. And then he came home, and he had dinner with his dad, and he told his dad that he had met this girl that lives next door to him, and he really liked her. Father said, don't get excited about her, because she's your sister. And the little boy went to bed and got up the next day, and he went across the street from his house. And he was playing with the little girls across the street. And he had a good time. He played with them all day. And he had a really good time. And he liked the girls a lot. And he told his dad that he liked the girls that he lived across the street from. And he thinks he really likes them. And he wants to have one of them as his girlfriend. And his father said, don't get excited about her. And she's your sister. And the little boy walked in and went to bed. Then he got up the next day, and he went across the street down to the corner. And he met a girl that lived on the corner, and he played with her and had a good time. And he really liked her a lot. And that night, he came home and had dinner with his dad. And he told his dad that he met this girl that lives across the street. And she lives down at the corner house. And he had a lot of fun playing with her. And he really liked her a lot. And his father said, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. Blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl with glasses. And he plays with her all day. And he has a good time. And he really likes this girl a lot because she wears glasses and she's tall and slim. And he thinks she's really smart, and he wants to marry her because he's liking the fact that she's really smart. And he goes home that night, and he tells his dad that he met this girl that lives on the corner, around the corner from his house. And she's tall and slim, and she has blue eyes, and she has blonde hair, and she wears glasses, and she's really smart. And he thinks he wants to marry her when she gets older. And his daddy said, oh, don't get excited about it because she's your sister. And he said, my sister? Why do you keep telling me all these girls I'm meeting are my sister? I can't have a girlfriend because every girl I meet is my sister. I'm so confused. I need some help. Mama! And his mother comes in there, and she says, what's wrong, baby? And he says, I meet these girls, and I come home, and I tell Daddy that I meet these girls, and I really like them a lot. And Daddy keeps telling me, don't get excited about them because they're your sister. Well, if every girl I meet is my sister, how am I ever going to have a girlfriend if I keep meeting all these girls? And Daddy keeps on and said, baby, don't worry about what that man says, because, see, he really ain't your daddy. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right, let's take a commercial break and play a song. What do we want to hear? What do we want to hear? Let's play. We'll be back for more of the show in a minute. before I left, I went to visit them in Cerritos. And I was walking around with the girls, and people were looking at us real funny and stuff. And it was great. We had a good time. And when I got ready to come home, I got in my car, was driving on the freeway, and I noticed my hood on my car started changing colors. And it went from being a beautiful gold color to start turning brown. And then it turned black. And then it turned gray. And I was like, hey, what's going on? So I pulled over on the side of the freeway. And I popped my hood. And the whole car caught fire. And my whole motor just started burning.
Twelve guys gone live. 12 bricks. 12 guys gone live. And I handed each brother a brick. I got a piece of string tied into the brick. Twelve guys, twelve bricks. And then I made them pull their pants down. And I tied the end of the string to their penis. 12 guys, 12 bricks.
Yeah. Right.
Blindfolded each brother so they couldn't see what was going on. And I stood them at the edge of my stairs, and I told them, on the count of three, drop the brick. But they're thinking, when they drop the brick, he's gonna pull their penis off. 12 guys, 12 bricks. 12 guys, 12 bricks. Drop the brick.
Drop the brick.
12 guys, 12 bricks. No, big brother, we don't want to drop the brick. And they were shaking, and they were sweating, and they were crying. No, big brother. So I gave them to the count of three, and then we said, drop the brick. and they dropped the brick. Yeah. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know.
And I had a girlfriend that used to smoke crack, and she used to get high with me, and we lived together for like 3 years, off and on, in apartments, all of that. But I had to constantly give her some crack cocaine to keep her happy. And I got to the point where I said, hey, baby, I can't give you no more crack because I ain't got no more money to spend on crack. And I think she just got tired of me not buying the drugs for her. And I left one day to go do something on the street, and I came back and she was gone. And I was like, wow, she just really left like that. Didn't tell me bye or leave me a note or nothing. She just packed up all of her clothes, took all of my DVDs and my CDs, and she left. Everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment, Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you. Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, 3. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, this is the last day of the week. I hope everybody's been listening to the radio show and they've enjoyed the activities that we've been talking about. We've had some great jokes and we've played some great music, and it's been an entertaining pleasure to provide you with the entertainment that I'm providing for your listening pleasure. So, before we end the show, I want to tell you a story. I have a story that I recorded for the listening audience. And so I want you to sit back, put your head back, and put your feet up, and relax as we play the story for your listening pleasure. So DJ Papa D, can you play the story that I recorded for the listening audience? And we'll be back with the end of the radio show, with the birthday recognition. And we'll be back with another song for more of the show in a minute. I'm out there fishing on the boat with my dad and about 30 other people, and I kind of get a little seasick. I guess I didn't bring my sea legs with me. So my daddy tells me I should go lay down. Well, it's about 6 o'clock in the morning, so I figure I got all day to fish. So I go lay down, and I go to sleep. Now, while I'm sleeping, we roll in the ocean for about 2 more hours. And it's about 8 o'clock in the morning, and everybody's fishing, and everybody's having a good time. And then something happens to the motor. The motor of the boat stops working. So we ended up stranded in the middle of the ocean. We're about 10 miles away from land. But I don't know this, see, because I'm asleep in the cabin. But the captain is trying to get somebody on the radio to call for help because he wants to get somebody to come and help us get the boat running again. And he can't contact anybody. So he puts up a flag, which is a signal to let any boats in the area know that our boat is not working right and we need some assistance. So since our motor isn't working and our radio isn't working, we're stranded in the middle of the ocean. And the word has gone out to everybody on the boat that we're stranded in the middle of the ocean. And we don't know what to do. Everybody's looking at everybody and nobody knows what to do. And then all of a sudden we hear splash. There's a man that's in the water and he's swimming. But he's swimming away from the boat. He's swimming toward land, and everybody's wondering, like, where is he going? Is he going to get help, or is he scared that the boat is going to sink, and he's trying to get home? We don't know, but the captain goes around and says, who is that that dove in the water? And nobody seems to know. So the captain goes and gets his roll sheet, and he starts calling roll. And the people that are still on the boat when they hear their name, they announce themselves. Yes, I'm here. Okay, I'm here. Yes, that's me. Yep, I'm here. Okay, that's me. And he goes through the whole roster that he has, and he figures out that the guy that dove off the boat or that ended up in the water is a guy named Ricky. And he's asking somebody, anybody, does anybody know Ricky? And one guy comes up and says, yeah, I know Ricky. And the captain says, well, can he swim good? Will he be able to make it to shore to get some help? And the guy goes, yeah, he retired from the Navy. He's a good swimmer, and he can swim the distance. That's not a problem. So the captain goes, okay, let's pray for him. And he gets everybody together, and everybody's holding hands, and they're praying for this guy to make it to shore, for him to get there safely without getting eaten by any sharks. So everybody's praying, and they finish their prayer, and they say, thank you, God, please look after him. And everybody goes back to doing whatever they were doing. They got some people that are laying on the deck, and they're suntanning. They're no longer fishing because we're stranded. So they're not fishing anymore. They're just laying out suntanning. And then they got some people that are sleeping, and they're just taking a nap because they figure they're going to be there a while, so they're taking a nap. Then you got some people that are still fishing regardless of what's going on, and then you got some people that are playing dominoes, and they're playing cards on the deck. And so I wake up, and it's about 10 o'clock in the morning. I've been asleep about 4 hours. And I go out, and I see all these people doing different things. And I ask my daddy, I say, what's going on? I heard some people talking about the boat is broken, that it won't work. And my daddy goes, yeah, but don't worry about it. They'll get it fixed. And I'm like, okay, well, if my daddy's not worried about it, I'm not going to worry about it. And my daddy asked me how I feel, and I'm like, I feel good. I must have got my sea legs now because I feel good. I want to walk around. So my daddy says, okay, walk around because we're sitting still right now. We're not moving anymore. So you can walk around and take a look and see everything that's going on the ship. And you can watch and look at other people fishing and stuff. And he goes, okay. And I walk around and I see all the people. And they got some guys in the cabin that are cooking fish. They're frying fish. So somebody has caught some fish, and they're frying fish. And I'm excited. I'm like, okay, it's time for me to go and fish. So I go, and I get my pole together, and I throw my pole out, and I'm waiting on a fish. And my daddy's sitting next to me. He got his pole in the water, and he's waiting on some fish. And we're waiting on the fish. And all of a sudden, my pole starts bending. And I'm like, uh-oh, I think I got one. And my daddy jumps up and grabs the end of my pole and says, all right, hold on to the pole. Don't lose the pole. All right, give it some slack. Let the fish take the slack because you want to hook the fish real good. So let him catch the slack, take the slack, and let it out so the fish can run with the slack. And that'll get him hooked with the hook in his mouth.
So you got to let him play a little bit. You pull on the line a little bit, then you let him roll out a little bit, then you pull on the line. You got to play with him. And I'm pulling on the line, and I'm letting some line out, and then I'm pulling on the line. I'm doing just like my daddy told me to do. And I'm having a ball. This is fishing. And I'm fishing, and I'm having a good time. And I'm rolling on the line. I'm fishing up a storm.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
You know, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her. Well, one day, I decided that I wanted us to go to the skating rink. And her mother said, yeah, all right, just don't have her out too late. And I said, no, we're going to the evening skate. And I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. And we went into the skate rink, and she could skate pretty good, but I was a real good skater. So I was getting on the floor, and I was skating backwards, and I was skating forwards, and I was speed skating, and I had fun skating with her, and it was really nice. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. So we would go every week, and I was getting real fancy on the skate, and she was getting pretty good. She could skate forward, and she could skate backwards a little bit. So when they changed the music, and we were skating forward, then I was fancy skating. And I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. I was crisscrossing my legs, and I was doing fancy skates. And then when we crossed, skated backwards, I would just hold her hand, and we would skate real slow on the backwards skating routine, and it was real nice. I felt like I was in love. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. I was real popular because there was a lot of girls at the skate rink that were liking the way I was skating. And they were telling me, you know, they were saying, hey, I want to skate with you when we skate double. And I was like, well, I got my girlfriend. And my girlfriend was like, go ahead, skate with them. You can skate doubles with them. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and
and I can twist, and I can do a full split. Oh man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. And I was like, okay. And I'd get on the floor and skate double, but I was fancy skating. I was crisscrossing and skating backwards and turning and spinning around and stuff. And the girls were like, oh, you want to get out here and show out? I said, well, I can't skate real fast with my girlfriend, but you girls can skate. And I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. So I went back to my girlfriend, and she was like, you skate pretty good, G. And I said, yeah, baby, I know. You were watching me. I know you were. She was like, yeah, you skate real fancy. And I said, yeah, then I want to skate with you and hold your hand. And she said, well, that's nice. And I said, okay. And we had a good time at the skating rink on Rose Grant. And I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody. Fancy skate. I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. Fancy skate.
And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G Money, the Pimp Comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G Money, the Pimp Comic, and Teacher from the Streets. Coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I want to talk about basketball. It's basketball season, and it's time to follow G-Money's picks on the basketball, the NBA, the WNBA, and college basketball. I'm going to see if I can pick a winner. So if you follow G-Money's sports report, you will be able to find out who's winning in the basketball game throughout the basketball season. So, follow G-Money and see if you can pick a winner, because I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Here with us in Las Vegas and everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, we're in to go somewhere, but before we go, I want to play a song for you. I want to play Old School Flow, which is a good song, and it's a favorite rap song of mine. So I want to play that before we get to the birthday wishes, the birthday greetings, and the birthday announcement. So, DJ Papa D, play Old School Flow, and we'll be back with the birthday greetings in a minute.
Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, kick my ball day. I'm G-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue side, blue stepping crew. I'm G-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and then the desert hurt. The camp blew up like a battlefield nurse. I'm G-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double dates with Christy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, like a black seal. I'm G-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me savoir faire. Girls in my neighborhood, French braid my hair. I'm G-Money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow, old school flow, old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm G now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
Everybody around the world, that's old school flow, and that's one of my favorite songs that I put together for your listening pleasure. That's a hip-hop rap tune that my brother actually wrote that song, and I've just been putting it down for your listening pleasure. All right, well, now it's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. It's a birthday time, so let's acknowledge some birthdays today on April 7th. So, DJ Papa D, do we have a birthday song that we're going to play?
Put on a candle on my birthday cake.
Talk about
we're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm going to have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, April 7th, 2023. Happy birthday to Keisha M. Jett. Happy birthday, Lisa M. Lopez. Happy birthday to Chanel Chi-Chi McVirtuous One. Happy birthday to Nikki Del Hierro. Happy birthday to Armando Collins. Happy birthday, Bertie Towser. Happy birthday, Dr. Phil R. Ward Sr. Happy birthday, Harold A. Lawson. Happy birthday, Tiffany J. T. Happy birthday, Keith Moulton. Happy birthday to Miss Kamala K. Wilson Myrick. Happy birthday to Dr. Lori D. Banks. Happy birthday to Sherry Dozier. Happy birthday to Norman Huntsman. Happy birthday to Louis H. Marine. And last but not least, happy birthday to Ann Kale. And that's it. So we want to wish a happy birthday to everyone who's celebrating their birthday today, April 7th, 2023. And happy Easter, everyone.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody. And this weekend is Easter. I hope everybody gets plenty of eggs and their kids have a good Easter egg hunting day on Sunday, the day of the resurrection. So may you have the blessings of our Lord and Savior for this weekend. May it be a great and glorious weekend, because this is the weekend that our Lord died for all of our sins. And he rose again in 7 days. So we want to give God all the glory and the honor and to thank him for what he did by giving us his son to die on the cross for all of us. All right. Well, it's a birthday day, and I want to acknowledge somebody that's born today. I said their birthday was I gave them recognition yesterday, but today I want to say happy birthday to I forgot her name. She was a jazz singer. Lady sings the blues, Billie Holiday. She was born on the 7th of April. Oh, way back about, we'll say about 1940 or so, but she became an executive sample of black women singing in American music, and she led the way for everybody to be glory on her birthday today. I love Billie Holiday. I love the movie. lady sings the blues, and I love the show all the way around. It made me feel good to watch that black woman sing it. And as she came up in the hard ways of life, she ended up being an excellent entertainer. So we want to give her all the praise and the glory, and may her birthday acknowledge everybody's birthday that's celebrating their birthday today on April 7th. So with the glory of our Lord and Savior, I want to wish you a happy birthday. And I want to sing you a birthday song. And the birthday song goes like this. Let me get a little water here, a little something to wet my whistle. Okay. Well, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday to all of you. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. April 7th is your birthday. May you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may you have the glory of our Lord and Savior blessed, and wish you the grace and the glory on your birthday. And may you have the blessings of all your family and your loved ones all around the world that's sending you birthday greetings in your land of your life today on birthday, because today is your special day. So happy birthday to you, and have many, many more. Happy birthday to you. Yes, and without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money. Because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. Because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things, and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.